This week we're hearing about the move to legalize the recreational use of marijuana in California. Kelly Weiss reports that Proposition 19 is dividing African American voters.
Alice Huffman is standing on a busy corner in Sacramento's Oak Park neighborhood. Huffman is the president of California's NAACP. She knows this historically black area has seen a lot of crime and gang violence. But Huffman sees signs of hope, a new coffee shop and a local bookstore. Huffman says if Proposition 19 passes, it will help improve this area even more.
And once this drug is legalized, there'll be no need for these little gangbangers to be out here killing each other over drug turf, over the cash that they get. Maybe we can take that money and give them some training and give them some jobs.
Huffman considers legalizing marijuana a civil rights issue. She cites a study from a pro-Prop 19 organization, the Drug Policy Alliance. It found marijuana arrests are much higher for African Americans than whites in California. The data show in Sacramento, blacks are almost six times more likely to be arrested for pot possession. And in the city of Pasadena, near Los Angeles, the rate is 12 times higher.
It was a kind of revelation when I saw what was happening to minority kids. And I was wondering why the prisons are so crowded. And I'm wondering why we can't get them educated and turn them into lifelong productive citizens.
I don't believe that the blacks are targeted. I need to say that up front.
Bishop Ron Allen has been fighting drug abuse in this community for years. He's with the International Faith-Based Coalition, and he's against Prop 19. He says most blacks aren't in jail over pot charges, so legalizing marijuana won't fix racial inequalities in the justice system.
I believe that the crimes are happening within our community, and we have to get that turned around with education and job training and job placement.
Allen points out boarded-up buildings across the street from the very same coffee shop NAACP leader Alice Huffman was at. He says if marijuana is legalized, it could undermine the progress on this revitalized corner. Allen says as a former drug addict, he should know.
We do not need another Schedule I illicit drug legalized in the Oak Park area. We have enough dope.
Allen is walking the neighborhood with Latika Stanley. She mentors area teens, many who are at risk of dropping out of high school.
Any young person that I see on marijuana is less productive than they would be if they were not on it. It's as simple as that.
Back outside of the trendy coffee shop, Phil Jones, who grew up here, says he smokes pot and is still productive. He's never been arrested for it, but knows a lot of black people who have had run-ins with the police for marijuana possession.
Well, it's always some discrimination when a lot of African Americans come together and they always are stereotyping, thinking that you're in a gang or you got drugs on you, especially the Oak Park community.
But one cafe goer grabbing a quick lunch, Vonnie Collins, has a different take on Prop 19. She says it's stereotypical to make it into a race issue.
I think it's focused more on the black community for whatever reason, but I think that it will have an adverse effect on all communities, no matter what their racial background.
As to how she'll be voting, Collins says she hasn't made up her mind just yet. And other Californians continue to change their minds. Last month, legalization was leading in the polls, and now a recent survey finds it's trailing. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Weiss in Sacramento.
See the difference between white and black arrest rates for marijuana possession at npr.org.